This news update is being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware in Bannack, and Sebring Ace Hardware. And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Bannack City officials are reviewing options for a new ordinance covering residential solar panels and battery storage. The council recently opened public discussion on several safety and design considerations, including whether battery storage should be allowed in basements or limited to outdoor installation, and also whether outdoor wiring should be ran through underground conduits for safety. Council members agreed that the solar panels should be installed at least 3 feet off the roof to allow firefighter access, and that the systems should be designed to minimize visibility from the street. The city is also considering a retainer system to ensure homeowners remain responsible for maintenance, with responsibility and funds transferring if the property is sold. In addition, officials discussed the need for a separate ordinance regulating short-term rentals, noting similar concerns about safety and accountability. The city council will consult with its attorney and the Huron County Zoning and Planning Departments before drafting any final ordinances. And a Saginaw man accused in a deadly shooting outside of Hoyt Library is now on trial. 38-year-old Derek Grant faces charges including open murder and felony firearm in connection with the September 2024 killing of 38-year-old Henry J. Ford. Authorities say the shooting happened after a family-related argument turned violent outside the downtown Saginaw Library. Ford was fatally shot during the confrontation. Grant was arrested shortly after the incident and has been held without bond in the Saginaw County Jail since his arrest. We'll be right back with your news, but first, here's a message from our sponsors at Ace Hardware. So stay tuned. Your Thumb Broadcasting News. We'll be right back.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad-Ax, and Sebring Ace Hardware.
Welcome back. Huron County Treasurer Deborah McCollum will step down from her position on November 20th after more than a decade of service. McCollum, who ran unopposed in the 2024 general election, says she's retiring early. During her tenure, she helped guide the county through financial challenges, including pension pressures, the pandemic, inflation, and changes in state revenue sharing. Her successor will be appointed by a committee made up of County Clerk Lori Neal, Prosecutor Timothy Rutkowski, and Probate Judge Julian Ferris. The new treasurer will serve the remainder of McCollum's four-year term. McCollum's departure marks the end of a significant era in Huron County's financial leadership as officials look to continue her focus on transparency and sound fiscal management. Heading back to Saginaw, another Saginaw man has been convicted in connection with a 2024 ambush shooting involving a machine gun that injured two teenagers. 26-year-old Christopher P. Ramirez pleaded no contest to assault with intent to rob, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, and two felony firearm charges. In return, prosecutors dropped additional charges, including assault with intent to murder. Ramirez is set to serve at least 10 years in state prison, to run concurrently with a 62-month federal sentence he received in August for possessing a machine gun. The incident occurred in July 2024, and the plea was entered before Saginaw County Circuit Judge Andrew R. Borrello on October 27th. That brings us to the end of our news for the hour. We want to make sure that you know if you want any weather, sports, obituaries, or more to head on over to our website at thumbnet.net. Coming up, we got some precise weather from Steve Adamson, so stay tuned.